This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. The Supreme Court's decision slapping down Washington, D.C.'s handgun ban split the justices 5-4. Now the next battle begins as both sides fight to influence what the ruling means on the ground. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Pro and anti-gun forces agree on just one thing. It will take years of battling in court before there are clear lines drawn on what is and is not constitutional regulation of guns. Paul Helmke is president of the Brady Campaign Against Gun Violence.
I think it's wide open. I think you can make an argument to challenge almost any gun regulation out there.
Chris Cox is chief lobbyist for the National Rifle Association.
This fight is only beginning.
Among the questions on the table, are gun registration laws constitutional or waiting periods? What about laws banning armor-piercing bullets or assault weapons? It's not even certain that the court's decision yesterday applies to state and local laws.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. The presidential candidates were quick to react. Republican John McCain welcomed the ruling. Democrat Barack Obama didn't say whether he agreed with the court or not. His campaign's carefully worded statement says he supports individual gun rights, but also the ability for local governments to regulate guns. Obama's helping out his former rival Hillary Clinton. Her campaign is heavily in debt. Obama personally donated $4,600. That is the legal limit. Obama's telling his top donors to help her out as well. Politicians sometimes use subtle gestures to get a message across, say a sly literary allusion, a witty turn of phrase, but sometimes subtlety doesn't cut it. They need to be sure they'll penetrate even the thickest of skulls. For example, message, Obama and Clinton are unified against McCain. Method, hold a rally with both candidates in the town of Unity, New Hampshire. Got all that registered voters? NPR's Don Gagne has more from that state.
For the first time since Senator Clinton conceded defeat in the race for the Democratic nomination, she'll attend a rally aimed at bringing a party, divided by the fiercely contested primary battle, together for the fall election. Senator Clinton has already endorsed Senator Obama, but today she begins the process of working to build support for him against Republican John McCain. The event takes place in the very small town of Unity, New Hampshire, not far from the Vermont border. The name of the town is the message of the day that the election will be close, but that every Democrat needs to get behind Obama, no matter who they supported in the primaries. A new poll shows that just half of those who back Senator Clinton say they're now ready to vote for Obama. It's an indication of how much healing the party has to do.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting to sports, where college freshmen made up all three top picks in the NBA draft last night. That's a first in basketball history. The Chicago Bulls had the top pick. They took Memphis guard Derrick Rose. The Bulls coach says they'll give the youngster time to grow.
We're not just going to throw him right out there. We're going to monitor it, and when he's ready, I'll put him out there, and he'll run the show for us. So it's going to take some time.
Bulls coach Vinny Del Negro will have more on the draft and why it's important later this hour. In soccer, or football if you prefer, the European Championship is set. Spain beat Russia 3-0 yesterday. They'll take on Germany Sunday for the title. That is your news and your sports. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.